Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93, a special edition of Drive Time today with all student athletes in our studios today, making them get up early and be on the air and try to act like they're happy to be here. Wes Rahm is in our studio. Who do we got next, Wes?
We've got Brett Gervais from the Michigan Tech
Brett.
Football team.
Hello. How's it going?
Pretty good.
How many,
tired, like you said.
How many family members are listening right now, Brett?
I think I got my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my stepdad, my girlfriend in Big Rapids.
Oh, nice.
I think she's on the radio or on the internet.
On the internet,
listening.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Brett, glad to have you here. You've got, you know, you're a junior. You're you play safety for the Huskies football team, and other than 2 days ago, 3 days ago, season's been going great. 6-1, and I asked Coach Curley last night during our Huskies night out. You know, somebody offers you 6-1 after 7 games of the season, would you have taken it if we had offered it before the season started? And he said, absolutely yes.
And, oh yeah.
What are your feelings on that?
I think we're sitting nice in the GLIAC right now. We play a lot of tough teams. I think the GLIAC is one of the best conferences for Division II. And to get out with 6-1 at this point in the season, I think we're sitting pretty well.
Now you're in your second year as a starter on the defense, and so you've been around and seen the different teams over the years. How is the league this year compared to other years? And it's kind of flip flop because teams like Grand Valley and Saginaw aren't up at the top.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of a change of power. You know, there's teams that have stepped up, like a team like Tiffin that we're playing this weekend. They weren't. They didn't do as well last year in the standings, but now they've won about 3 games, I think. And you look at Saginaw, who won the conference, I think, last year, and they're not doing so hot. So,
right.
Yeah, it's kind of a different year, but there's still just as much talent in the conference.
How often do you guys look at scores and stuff as a player?
I look at them all the time.
Do you?
As soon as we get done with
our games. I was
wondering
about
that,
How interested you guys? Because football is such a complicated game. I mean, your preparation for each team is so intense and everything, and to even worry about other scores that week. I just always wondered, but you do.
Yep, I like looking at the stats, because if we play a team, if we play Wayne State in the first game, the next week I like looking at how their players did the next week against the next team. Okay. So
you kind of compare yourselves and how your performance against how everybody else is.
Yeah. Yep. And I like to keep up on the standings and stuff like that to see who we're playing next week, what their record is, and how they did the week before.
Now playing the position you do, I know you're one of the vocal leaders on that defense. Being where you are, and we talked to Jenna as the goalkeeper. She's standing in goal, so she can see the whole field. And you're kind of in the same spot. You're sitting back, a little bit further, and can see more of the defense. Just talk about what kind of things you're doing on a given play.
Well, we watch every different formation that they run. A lot of people think that we just kind of go out and play and just kind of go with our instincts, but. It's a lot of formations, and me and the other safety, Jeremy Mims, we're on the same page on every play, and we have to make certain checks to the linebackers and the defensive line, and everybody has to be on the same page every play. It's really intricate. It's a process.
How many times do you see them come out in a formation, you're like, okay, this is what they're going to do because I've seen this on film,
this is
what I think they're going to do.
Film helps a lot. I mean, by the time you play the team, you've watched every game that they've played all season. And maybe even last year against you, if you played them last year. So you have a really good idea of what they're going to do.
How about different players' tendencies? Do you guys are you looking at that on, this running back likes to cut back to the left?
Specific players will look at that. So the linebackers will look at how the linemen line up each play, if it's going to be a runner pass. I'll look at the quarterback to see if he looks at the receiver, if he stares him down, the guy he's going to throw to right away. So there's certain things.
Do a lot of the quarterbacks just do that to try to throw you off too? I mean, there's obviously some.
Yeah, I mean, there's good ones. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in the GLIAC. It's not really Division 8 football anymore. they're a lot better. So I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress.
Talk about growing up in Lake Linden and obviously the incredible tradition in Lake Linden in football. I mean, when you think Lake Linden, you think football. And who are some of the guys or kids that were older than you that you kind of idolized while they were playing on Saturdays? You were throwing the ball saying that's me, I want to be him.
Yeah, I mean, I was a manager when I was in fifth grade, so I was always up early at the practices in the summer with all the guys. And I kind of remember Casey DeMars. He was a really good running back for us when I was really young, and that was a guy I looked up to. I think he goes to Tech now. I wish he would have played for Tech.
About you talked about, you know, it's not Division 8 anymore. How long did it take you to get up to Division 2 NCAA football speed after playing, you know, against, you know, UP teams in high school?
It was definitely a change. There was a period where it was kind of like I was shocked at the things that they do, because you don't really see a whole lot of passing at the level of Lake Linden and stuff like that. It's just run the ball, right. A lot of muddy games. And then you go to turf where everything's fast and you're reading pass a lot more often. So I think it was a lot of the guys on the team helped me out with that, because they were used to it from downstate and they pass a little bit more and stuff like that. So they help you out with that that process and changing like that.
What was the process like for you to get to Michigan Tech? Did Coach Curley recruit you? Did you, you know, walk on? Were you always coming to Tech? How did that work?
Yep, Coach Curley recruited me. I think there was maybe three of us in the area that were getting recruited by him. And I took the offer right away. I mean, it was a great opportunity. And I wasn't really looking to go anywhere else. Maybe a Division III college with a couple of my buddies from school, but... Yeah, as soon as he started recruiting me, that was it for me.
How about academics? What are you studying?
Exercise science.
Okay.
Yep.
What are you hoping to do with that?
I'm trying to go into physical therapy.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Awesome. He wouldn't be the first one. I think Steve Short, right?
Physical therapist. Steve Short, yeah.
I heard he was working with the is it the Broncos?
I heard he was.
Or not the Broncos, but
it was the Thunder, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was another team, too. Who knows? But, yeah, I heard he was on the bench with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook,
right,
and all that.
It was a pro team out west somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's
so
lucky.
You've got three games left in the season. Does it go by fast for you guys? Because it certainly goes by fast for me.
Yeah, I take it one game at a time. It kind of goes by fast, I guess.
Give 110%.
Yeah.
Whatever cliches we can think of. But so Tiffin this weekend, obviously they're a good team. They're above 500. They've beaten Wayne. They beat Saginaw. They're going to be a handful. They just beat Hillsdale, too, obviously.
Yeah, you know. They've beaten some good teams.
Yeah.
I mean, we played Wayne the first game of the season, and I thought they were going to be one of the better teams in the conference, and then Tiffin beat them. So I can't really get a take on how the conference is. It's anybody can beat anybody.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you was interceptions. Obviously, you've got quite a few in your career, several this year, and you had that big one. Must have been the Saginaw game. We came at a big time. He and dropped by. We were able to jump in the air and find
play
it.
Action pass, looking for Fox. Intercepted. Brent Gervais. Guys up. Keeps it at the football. And the Huskies will take over first and 10.
That was a big one.
Yeah. You did kind of the same thing other side of the field. We didn't get to see it as well on Saturday from our vantage point, but similar play. What were you seeing on that?
Yeah, it was a different play, believe it or not. It was kind of a it was like a fake screen they did, and they were trying to draw everybody up, and the receiver on the outside just went. He went on like a streak, and I saw him go down the field, so I think they were going to throw it anyway. I don't know if he was really reading me or if he didn't see me. I'm kind of small at safety, but yeah, I got a nice read on it, so I was lucky enough to get there.
That's awesome.
I think I have that one, too. You want to hear that?
Let's do it.
There's a pass. There's an interception by Brent Gervais. Skies up and steals it away on that last play, and the Huskies come away with a big-time turnover with 5:45 to go in quarter number two.
We showed at the Huskies Night Out last night your interception on the conversion. And you're running down the field, and there's one guy that can get you, and you realize that he's going to get you, so you take it to him.
Yeah, that's my Lake Linden pride. All the running backs in Lake Linden will be proud. I never got a chance to do that in Lake Linden, so.
Still looking for your first career points.
Yeah. I didn't nothing yet.
I mean, that was a chance. You could have had two.
That was a shot, yeah.
No, you didn't get it. Hopefully, you'll end up with some points before the season is over. You got Tiffin this weekend. You come home for your final two. You've got Ashland and Lake Erie. 3 weeks left of the regular season, and hopefully, there's more. You haven't done it in 10 years in the Michigan Tech program, but right now we're sixth in the region and sitting in a position where if we win out, I think we got a good chance of making those playoffs.
Yep, there's a good possibility.
So,
all right. Well, Brett, we appreciate it. And I know you got a lot of family and friends that are listening and watching you every week, man. It's got to be pretty cool to play for the Huskies.
Yep, it's great.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. It's going to be a big game. The Huskies taking on Tiffin. 1:30 start, 1 o'clock pregame right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Huskies Drive Time coming right up.